Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 28th day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masech de Kalayim, Perek Tashi, Mishnah Hay. Mochriksus, those who sell clothing that often put their clothes on their shoulders in order to show them to their customers. Mochen Kedarkan, they can sell in the normal manner, even though they've got shatnas on these clothes. And just by putting it on their shoulders, there's not a problem about wearing Kalayim. Some Farshim learned that they used to wear these clothes just to show them the size and the measure. And since they're not intending to wear it for any pleasure as a garment, therefore there's not an Issa Kalayim. Because our Tana of our Mishnah holds that Davar She'einam is Gavin is Mutter. Something you don't have Kavanah to do, you're Mutter. You're not having Kavanah to wear it, so that's Mutter for me. However, this seems to be in argument. There seems to be in contradiction to an earlier Mishnah that we learned, where it said that you cannot wear Kalayim even if it's on top of 10 clothes. And indeed, some learn that this Tana of our Mishnah argues with that Mishnah, and that holds, and which holds that even if it's not misgoven, even if he's not intending to wear it, it's also forbidden. Our Tana seems to be more lenient. Continues the Mishnah, Uvilvad shelo yiskavnu b'chama b'pnei chama. As long as they don't have in mind to use these clothes as protection from the heat of the sun, as they're selling their clothes and showing them to customers, they can't have this other agenda, because if that is the case, then they are using it as garments. Similarly, uvakshomim mipneakshomim. They cannot, during winter time or during the rainy season, be wearing these clothes and having in mind, oh, that's good, I've got a protection from the rain. Then that would be a problem of Isra Kalayim, according to everyone, according to our Mishnah for sure. V'hatzanoim, those people who were very careful with mitzvahs and were more stringent with themselves, mafshilin b'makal, they would hang the clothes of shatnas on a stick, which would be on their shoulder. So the end of the stick, they would have their clothes hanging on it, so the clothes wouldn't even be touching their shoulders. You'd have the stick going across, not across their shoulders, but on over one shoulder, and at the end of it, it would hang the suit or the garments. Tofriksus, Mishnah Vav. Tofriksus, people who are stitching clothes of shatnas, tofrin kedarkan, allowed to stitch in the normal manner while the clothes are on their knees, and there's no iser kilayim. Uvilvan shelo yiskavnu b'chama mipnei chama uvaksham mipnei ksham. As long as they don't intend to use these clothes that are on their knees, on their lap, protecting them from the heat of the sun. If there's sun baking down on their skin, instead they put the clothes as a protection. They can't do that. Nor can they use the clothes in the rainy season or the winter to protect them from the cold. Behatznoim, once again, those who were very careful with mitzvahs, tofrim ba'aretz, they would stitch it on the ground. They would put the clothes of shatnas on the ground and stitch them in that manner. If they're sitting on the ground, of course. If they're sitting on the bench, then they would put their clothes, the clothes of shatnas that they're stitching, on a table. But they wouldn't put it anywhere on their bodies, even on their laps, for these tsnoim, the people who are very careful with mitzvahs.